mention, I do have a loss on my heart, and we should always have them on our heart, and we try to, but there's times we need to preach to the church, and there's different things that the Lord laid upon our heart. I think we need to follow God, what we need to do. But there's been something on my heart. I've tried to teach on Bible study the last couple of weeks, and I've preached on this different times, but I just can't get away from it. So some of y'all will hear a little bit of what I've talked about, and I hope to be able to bring out a little bit more. But this has been really on my heart. I hope the microphone.
That microphone, that's something, ain't it? I always forget that thing, but sorry about that to y'all outside. I don't mean to forget, but this has been on my heart for some time, and I've not been able to find everything about it I wanted to be able to find, but that's fine. God knows. But my thought today, if we give a title to it, would be Run for Your Life. And y'all pray for us today that we'd be... I take my responsibility very, very serious. Where much is given, much is required. And we have been blessed with so many young people. And I love y'all. So look at me, children, for a few minutes. Pay attention. I love you. And God wants me to give you another warning. So would you listen and run for your life? Take it serious. Because it is serious. In Ezekiel 33, we're going to take our reading lesson there. And I apologize for y'all that's been hearing this a lot lately, but I can't help it. And again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speaking to the children of thy people, and saying to them, When I bring the sword upon the land, and if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and set him for their watchman, and if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not the warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. And he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not the warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh the warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people not be warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me. And when I say to the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way and he turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered of thy soul. And I want to take over here for a text in the Hebrew in the 11th chapter there, in the faith chapter, so to speak. It says, but by faith, Noah, by being warned of God of things not seen, yet moved with fear, and prepared the ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and become the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Now, it said that Noah moved. And what I want to talk to you today is about run for your life. When he said, I will send a watchman there, and when he sees the sword come upon the land, the watchman was to blow the trumpet and to warn the people. And when the people heard that trumpet, they please listen. They can do one or two things. They could run for their life to a place of safety, which I believe was inside the wall. Go through the gate. He is the gate. He is the straight and narrow way. And that was a place of safety. They could take the warden. And they can move, they can run for safety, or they can stay there and be destroyed. Listen to me today. You're going to, one of these days, you're going to sit still when the warden has went out one too many times. And the sword is going to come upon the land, and he's going to destroy you. And it's going to be too late. My job and this church's job is to sound the trumpet to warn you and let you know that God has spoke to me. No, I'm not a prophet. I don't claim that. But he tells me, you warn them. You let them know that I'm coming. And when I come, death is coming with me. And they can either heed to the warning and enter inside of the gate and find comfort for their souls. Or you ain't got to move. You sure don't. You ain't got to move. You just sit there. But you'll be destroyed. And I want you to know your blood will not be on my hands. You will die in your sins, the Bible says, because you've not believed in the only begotten name of the Son of God. You will die in your iniquity. But you can move. It said Noah moved with fear. He done something. It wasn't only about Noah. He wanted his family to be saved. Some of you are going to grow up and you're going to have families. I want you to know, if you don't know God, how can you raise your children to know God if you don't know him yourself? It don't just end with you. Run for your life. I want you to know, if you went to a doctor and they told you, you need to take up exercising, you need to do this or that, you're going to die, I promise you, you would start moving. Why do you sit here until you die? Move. Don't just wait. He was warned of God. When God speaks to you, that's the time to move. Over here in Luke's gospel, y'all pray for us a little while. He said, John the Baptist was there baptizing in the third chapter, the seventh verse, and he said, when the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, he said, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come. And to flee means to escape or to run. Who have warned you? Listen, he wasn't going to just baptize them, not just be baptizing them. He wanted to know something about them. He wanted to know that they'd been born again. He wanted to know what they'd heard. And I want you to know, I believe he wanted to know as much as anything that God had let them know that he brought them down and he had spoke to them and they repented. Who have warned you to flee? The trumpet, and it went out. Who had told you about this man Jesus? God, that's who he preached. He preached repentance towards God. And he preached about one that was coming after him. Listen to me, we're still preaching Jesus today. You need to flee. You need to run for your life. Because the wrath is coming. Who's warned you? I won't tell you, you'll stand in front of God without excuse. I want you to know you've been warned. This church has warned you. It's been a witness unto you. There's been men of God standing in front of you time and time again and warned you, and you're not moved with fear. You just keep sitting there, and you'll sit there too many times. It said Noah was a preacher of righteousness for 120 years. He built on that ark. Him and his little family worked on that ark. They built upon it, and I believe every day as he worked on it, he warned the people that the rain was coming, and they didn't move with fear, brother. They just sat there. They just kept made fun of him. You preachers have been made fun of. I have. I've had them sit and giggle at me. I've had all kinds of things happen. But listen to me, there's going to come a day it won't be funny no more. There's going to come a day you'll stand back and the door of mercy will be shut. And it'll be too late then. The last warning is going to go out. You will not hear it no more. That trumpet will sound. And the Son of God is going to beat the Mr. Eastern sky wide open. And the last warnings went out. And you won't have another opportunity. When that trumpet sounds, it will be over. And then you're going to want to move. But it's going to be too late. You're going to want to flee. But there's going to be nowhere to run to. You can run for your life right now. You can run to live. Or you can sit and die. There's some people go to the doctor, listen to me. There's some people go and they say, you're either going to die and start exercising, or you're going to die in 6 months. You know what some of them do, brother? They'll die in 6 months. Yep. But most of them would move. There was one named Zacchaeus. We talk about him being short in stature. He climbed up a tree, a sycamore tree, to be able to see Jesus. What did Jesus say to him? Make haste. Amen. He didn't say, you take all day, Zacchaeus. I'm passing by right now. I'm coming through now. Zacchaeus, you make haste. That means move speedily. Do something about it. And you know what the Bible says? He made haste and come down. He come down from a lofty place. We say he got up there to see Jesus. I want you to know, I think it's as much about him coming down as it was going up. He had to come down to where the Lord was. And you're going to have to get off your high horse and come down. And move. Run for your lives. Because the last warning's going to go out. You need to flee. You need to make haste. And when you do, you need to go all the way. You say, well, I've moved before. There's some in the Bible I find moved it never did get there. And this is where our thought come from. I know it was late when I started, but I had to do it. Yeah, y'all pray for me just a few more minutes. Lord, give me breath and a voice to let the warning go out one more time. Amen. Usually read this from Matthew's, but it's a little different. Reading in Mark's chapter 10. It says, and when he was gone forth, meaning Jesus, into the way, there came one running and kneeled at him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life? He come running for his life. And he fell down and said, he kneeled down. Listen to me, but I don't find where he was ever saved. He came running. He even kneeled. But when he told him to keep the commandments, he sat back and said, I've done these from my youth up. And he said, go and sell what you have and give them apart. Take up your cross and follow me. And you will have life. And he went away sorrowful. He, even though he came running, even though he fell down, he wasn't willing to give all for the Lord. Some of you I've seen make moves. I even thought, come humbly. Now, I didn't understand why to get saved. That ain't for me to say. I'll tell you why you ain't getting saved. Because if you ain't ever been saved, you've never trusted in the Lord.
That's right.
Noah moved with fear. Zacchaeus moved hastily. Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? When I send the sword, boy, I had a hard time with that when I allow it to come. When I send the sword. I'm going to tell you, it's going to come a time he's going to say, son, go get my children. He come first as a lamb, but he's coming back as a lion. And he's going to destroy those that's not believed. The reapers, I'll gather them up and cast them into the fire. And you may say that's the sorriest message I've ever heard in my life. I want to tell you it was a message. And I want to tell you who it was from. It was from God.
Amen.
Said Noah was warned of God. And he feared and he moved. When Jesus passed by Zacchaeus, he told him, he said, come down. Make haste and come down. And honey, he moved. When Jesus come through and that rich young ruler come running, Jesus was there. You got to move when he's there. When he said, come to me, you better move. I can tell you to move, it's one thing, but when he says move, it's another thing. Because one time you'll see it. One too many times. Make haste. Speedily seek the Lord. Move with fear. I know what it's like to have blood on my hands. I've said over and over, I'll not be satisfied. Look at me. Y'all look at me. I'll not be satisfied till I hear that you've been saved. I won't. He may take me home. But that'll be okay. As long as I've got mine, I'm going to carry a burden for you children.
Amen.
I'm not going to give up. I'm going to blow my horn. I'm going to warn you over and over, and so will this church.
Amen.
We're not quitting. What you do with it's going to be between you and God. But you've been warned. Flee, move, do something. Don't just sit here until you die. Move, run for your lives. The sword's coming.
you can rest assured he's coming. And you've been warned. There's a gate you can enter in. And you'll find peace for your soul. You'll find rest. There's safety there like the wall of Jerusalem never was. The Roman soldiers tore it down. But honey, there ain't nobody will ever tear him down. There's safety there. You can inherit an eternal life.
Amen.
Run for your life. And don't just run till you get there. Run till you go all the way. Get to the feet of Jesus and then surrender all. And he'll save your soul.
Amen.
And you'll enter into safety. He says, no man can remove them from my palm of my hand. From my hand, he said, the Father who sent me is mightier than me, and nobody, no one can remove him from his. You talking about safety. It's peaceful in the arms of the Lord, my brother. I miss John singing that. You can sing it pretty, but John sure could sing it. It's peaceful in the arms of the Lord. Run to him today. Don't just keep sitting there. Don't.
He wants to make you one of them decorations. Sheila loves to decorate her house. It's already decorated. All of them. What? You said that? I think about all the little things that we've been married 40 years here in a week or two. I can remember some of the first Christmas ornaments we got to hang on the tree. We've got all kinds of little things. She's decorating the tree. He's decorating heaven for us. Our one just went on before us. He wants to put you right there. And we'll never be that star. Honey, there's only one star that's hung on a tree. But listen, we can be under him.
You can be a decoration for the Lord.
God, please, let them take the warning. Please, Father, Lord, speak to their hearts. I can't do it, Lord, speak to their hearts. Sound your trumpet, Father. Let them know, Father, that you're God. Speak to them and let them know they're going to wait too long. But as sad as that is, even so, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Even so, I've got a granddaughter is lost and I want to see saved. But even so, Lord Jesus, come. What's it going to take? How much do we have to love you? How much more can he give? He gave his life. He hung on a tree. He died for you that the warning would go out. He spoke to my heart. He got me here today. He had Sister Leanne Dawson to come out of the parking lot to come in and sing a song. What's it going to take? Is the eastern sky going to have to bust open for you to move? It'll be too late then. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. And he'll not shed a tear. He'll say it plain and clear. You'll be cast in the lake of fire.
ever separated from the love of God and everyone that you ever cared about that's been saved. That's your warning. Corey, if you've got a song, if God is giving an altar call, if he's warning you, if he's speaking to you as he passes by, I would encourage you today to seek the Lord. And you know something, church? I'd encourage you not to say it neither.
Amen.
If you love him,
amen,
and you say you do, and God's laying something on your heart to talk to him about, I believe I'd blow my horn and sound my trumpet. Because we're going to wait too long one of these days too.
Yeah.
You'll say that one that I'm going to talk to, you know what that one I was going to talk to? The last time I talked to him, opening day of gun season, we talked about a deer he just killed, laughed, talked. Had all the chance over and over and over, and the Lord had let me know you need to talk to him about his soul, and I hadn't done it. That evening he took his life. You'll sit there and you'll say, I need to talk to so-and-so. I need to go talk to her. I need to go talk to him. I need to do that in one of these days.
Yeah.
It'll be too late. And then you'll say, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Move.
Amen.
Move with fear. Take the warning. Move with fear. Run for your life. Go ahead. Everybody, please follow the Lord.
Amen. Amen.